The Syracuse Area Land Bank is going into the deconstruction business. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, taking apart old homes piece by piece will provide an option other than just tearing them down.
The land bank in the last year has acquired 165 properties that have been seized by the city for back taxes. Many are in such bad shape they have to be torn down. Instead of demolition, though, Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright says there's some money available for deconstruction.
It'll provide more jobs. It's more environmentally sustainable. I think those materials can generate a little economy of their own if they stay local. So we're excited to see what's entailed in issuing an RFP for deconstruction contractors to come in and address some of these buildings.
She does note it costs 30% more to deconstruct than to demolish, and not all of these homes would fit into a deconstruction category.
Some of these houses are waterlogged, and so that would probably not be a candidate for recycling, but many of them have a lot of dry old lumber that's actually of a better quality than anything you can get at the lumber yard today.
Wright says money from Onondaga County will be able to pay for deconstruction of 5 homes in this pilot program. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.